Thank you. I'm going to talk a little bit today about the Earth program, which is shifting us a little bit back to schools and kind of combining school gardening and a local foods program together. The Earth program stands for the Education and Resiliency Through Horticulture, and it's a program that we started just 4 years ago. Just as a brief overview, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of the Earth program, not the history of Earth, because that would take a little too long. We're to mention the program goals that we have, some of the lessons we've learned, some future challenges, and some future goals for this program as well. History of Earth, Education and Resiliency Through Horticulture is a program that we started, Iowa State University Department of Horticulture started with a school in St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands. This school, Gift Hill School, private school, K through 12 school, and we started this program in 2010 with donor funds. We had an alumni who has another residence in St. John, works closely with this school. He's an ISU alumni and wanted them to get more involved in kind of local foods and growing foods and education about foods. We consider this a service learning project. We send interns, ISU students, 2 to 4 interns per semester to St. John to live on the island across from the school from anywhere from 8 to about 14 weeks. Their primary purpose is to educate youth, and they focus or target the Earth program on 6th through 8th graders. So they have to understand those horticulture concepts that they learned as an undergraduate and then deliver and define those for 6th through 8th graders. At least that's how it started. Gift Hill School, like I said, is a private school. It focuses primarily on that pre-K through 12th grades. It's considered the only high school on St. John. It's one of 2 elementary schools on St. John right now. There's about 4,000 people that live on St. John, and a high percentage of those students that attend the school actually are there on scholarship. St. John is a very popular tourist destination. Has anyone been to St. John? A couple of you. Very popular tourist destination, but also has a high percentage of kind of low-income people who live there. The gorgeous thing about St. John is about 2/3 of the land is actually a national park. So it's a beautiful place and some of the best beaches around. So it's not real hard for us to recruit students to go there. Some of the program goals for Gift Hill School are to increase sustainable food production, particularly an awareness of sustainable food production, not only for the school but for the community. To teach horticulture and environmental science, so to link those science concepts to growing in the garden. Another important aspect is to design attractive landscapes and maintain those landscapes around the school. Create positive perceptions of horticulture and agriculture for some of these students. And integrate our ISU interns with the Gift Hill School students. And then finally make sure that we make these connections between our students, their students, and back to nature. This in the upper right is a terrace garden that was designed by one of our students, and then the next set of students actually created it. So it's all in food production at the moment. From the ISU student standpoint, we've had currently 25 interns that have gone and interned in St. John at Gift Hill School. 9 students went on a spring break trip where we actually taught for 3 days during that week at Gift Hill School and did some tours of some kind of local farms as well a couple of years ago. We've had 3 graduate students that have actually worked on projects at Gift Hill School. One did some GIS mapping of the Gift Hill School site. 2 others have kind of focused their efforts on curriculum assessment. One started a multi-year project on the impact of the Earth program on learning for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and another one kind of looked at the teacher integration component. All of our interns that go to Gift Hill School that intern on St. John also are required not only to teach, but to have some sort of intern project or activity. And they've been as vast and as varied as our interns. We've had some interns who were in culinary science that worked on menu planning. We've had other interns that have been very focused on landscape design, and some that have been very focused on construction. So this is just a few of the different intern activities that they've worked on during their semester at St. John. At the end of that semester, they come back to Iowa State, of course, and then they present what they've learned in their intern project to a what we call a semi-annual meeting of the Earth Advisory Board, and includes the donors for the project. It's kind of a nice living legacy for our students. We've asked some students what they feel or what they've learned about this project, and I have another presentation that kind of focuses on that on Thursday. But in general, all of the students reported that the Earth program, they had some personal and professional growth, that they were able to really showcase their ability to critically think, to problem solve, to work better with others. It was just a way to put a lot of those things into practice that they're learning about at ISU on campus in Ames. Some of the lessons we've learned in doing this, we're entering into our fifth year of the program, and we're finding that we really have to balance those priorities between Gift Hill School program goals for their youth versus the ISU program goals, or goals that we need for our ISU students. Normally these match, or they can dovetail pretty nicely together, but sometimes they are distinctly different. So having a program coordinator on site to make sure that both areas are getting what they need is pretty important, and balancing them both. The other thing we've added just recently was a summer internship option. We've always had a spring and fall internship option, but we never had this kind of component in the summer. Because our school usually finals week, the first week in May, they have that option to go and intern all of May and through half of June, and Gift Hill School is still in session. So they get a good 6 weeks of teaching youth while they're not actually in school at ISU, which is a nice option for those that have more, I'd say, restricted time frame or course schedule. It makes it a little, frees them up just a little bit more. We also found that Gift Hill School is really excellent at multi-purposing some of their spaces and their gardens, and also linking really well with community. The St. John community is a lot like a small town, so everyone knows everyone, and it's really nice to be able to watch them show us how to use those spaces for more than just growing food, for garden tours, for education, for workshops, for links with the Community Builders Association, for recycling services. Also for a community-supported agriculture. The school's become a community-supported agriculture drop-off site for 27 families on the island, which is pretty cool. And then we're hoping to expand, and started to expand a little bit of this into more entrepreneurship opportunities through the school as well. Some of the future challenges we have: sustained funding for the program. This was a donor-funded project, and I'm happy to report that it will be funded again for the next 5 years. So we have another 5 years to continue the project. But without the funding from this donor, it probably would not continue, at least not continue at the same level it has at the moment. Other future challenges are continuing to recruit high-quality ISU students. We haven't had too many problems with that, and especially as they are learning more about it, but we're having to be a little more selective. We're hoping to be a little more selective as to who we send down. And we like having those connections with students outside of even the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Horticulture, those culinary science, those nutrition students, and kind of making this team approach or a community approach of students. We're also working really hard in connecting with the University of Virgin Islands students as well, and hoping that maybe one or two of their students can be there for the semester so that we have that cross-cultural connection too. Some other things we're working on is involving additional faculty from ISU and the University of Virgin Islands or Virgin Islands experts. They are experts in many areas like aquaculture and native plants that we need to kind of link and do a little better job with as well. And then our final challenge, which is not going away anytime soon, growing in on St. John is growing in rock. So we have a pretty poor soil that's highly erodible in a sense, and digging a hole for planting something usually requires a pickaxe instead of a shovel. So it's a little more time consuming, but we're getting there. Some future goals. This year we're currently doing a strategic planning process. So where do we want to be in 5 years from this year? Happens this year. We're trying really hard to integrate Earth into more areas. We are currently in kindergarten, first grade, fourth, fifth, and then we have a high school elective. But it's easy to kind of dovetail that into more than just 6 through 8. Partnering with UVI and continuing to make connections with national organizations and at least presenting this information like at ASHS and a few other places as well. With that, I should have a few minutes for questions.
Perfect timing.
Excellent. So what questions do you have about the Earth program? Yes, ma'am.
So do the ISU students absorb the cost of their travel and room and board?
They do not. Because of this donor-funded project, room and board is provided. They do absorb the cost of food, so any other incidentals, but travel to St. John is taken care of. On the island, there's a truck that we all get to use, and then they have a kind of a dorm or a smaller room across the street from the school. So it's a win-win from the student standpoint. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Any of this translate back to Ames, Iowa, like the similar programs there?
What I see translating back to Ames is on how it impacts our students and how our students are involved in more things. And I'll talk a little bit about that on Thursday and how it's impacting our students, and especially in their perceptions of sustainability and resource use. But that's, I think that's where we're seeing it right now. It's only been 4 years, so it's just getting started. I think we'll see some more lasting effects in the future, too.
Any other questions? One more.
Yes.
I understand that these islands can suffer from nutrient loading of the waters around them.
Mm-hmm.
And farming is usually the producer.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine it's quite a challenge designing farming systems that don't leach in that kind of an environment. Is that part of the program as well?
It is. It's one of the aspects that we talk about in the program is controlling erosion. How do we plant to prevent that erosion? We actually had a marine biology student from the UVI, who was kind of looking at some of that this past summer. So we're starting to integrate some of those things, and I think the students and the kids there are aware of it, and it's something definitely on their forefront. Have we collected a lot of data on that yet? Not too much, but we're getting there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.